Proclamation number 5372 of 22nd of April, 1952. God's Word. Book of the Fathers. Taught by God. My word applies now and for all eternity. And even if you humans try to change it when my spirit is not yet active in you, it will nevertheless always be conveyed to you from above in such a pure and unadulterated way that its outcome will be very recognizable. That you will believe and know that I myself speak to you as I spoke through the man Jesus and once also to the fathers who are able to hear me myself because they maintained contact with me and were obedient to me. My word is from eternity to eternity. My word testifies to me myself and therefore cannot pass away nor be changed. For as soon as people change the word, it is no longer my word but the work of man using my word. But I want to be heard by you. I want to speak to you so that you will recognize and love me. I want to be and remain united with my living creations and testify to this through my word. But if my living creations want to sever their connection with me themselves, they cannot hear me either, and then they will only hear what my adversary offers them, who certainly also makes use of my word but which has become completely powerless due to his influence. For if the word, which has been shaped by his influence with the addition of human beings, still possessed the strength my word contains, then all people would truly already be redeemed. Then the strength of the word would already have penetrated people's hearts and let them recognize who and what they are and what they shall become again. But thus my adversary darkens people's intellect, and even if they accept the word, they feel no divine strength in it. And for that very reason they alienate themselves from the word and at the same time also increasingly more and more from me. My pure divine word, however, is blessed with my strength, and this will be noticeably felt if a person desires to hear me. And so that he desires it, I allow him to first take notice of what my adversary offers him. And even if it deviates considerably from the pure truth, it nevertheless is me, the God and Creator of eternity, as its content, and the person of goodwill will undertake to seek and find him. And if he seeks, he desires the truth, and then I will also let myself be found and speak to him myself in the form which is beneficial to him. I bring the truth closer to him in different ways, yet I myself am always the one who distributes it if I am desired. Everyone will hear my word, because the intellectual activity, which is now correctly guided by me, is very well able to discard as error or lie what does not originate from me, whereas it happily accepts what originates from me. Then that person who takes notice of my word through reading or hearing from the Book of the Fathers is also taught by me, for my spirit instructs him and my word permeates him with its strength and awakens him to life. And therefore all people can find me and receive my pure divine word if only they want the truth to be brought to them. Then my adversary's activity will be unsuccessful. Then he will recognize the truth in the midst of a massive human work, of additions which human will has added on my adversary's impulse. Then he will be able to distinguish truth from error, and then he, too, will have been taught by me and my word will have been imparted to him, just as it originated from me and will also remain in existence for eternity. Amen.